Welcome to the Louisiana Sugarcane News Podcast, brought to you by the American Sugarcane League. I'm your host, Sam Irwin. Jack Pettis is the American Sugarcane League's Washington representative. Jack came down to Louisiana in February for the league's annual meeting in Baton Rouge. He gave this Washington update report to the gathered Louisiana sugar producers. Here's Jack with the Washington update.
Sugarcane, sweet sugarcane, sweetness of our southern dreams.
I would just give you a quick update on where we are in Washington, if I could find it. We've got a farm bill that was signed the day before a shutdown began, so we have no implementation of the new farm bill as yet. We may be doing another shutdown in a week or so. So it's going to be a very slow implementation process. They are looking at the higher priority items, the things that have to be done fastest. Dairy and winter wheat are the first two commodities where there's an impact on the changes. The farm bill, in the end, included some improvements to the safety net for over a dozen commodity producers. We as an industry essentially said we want to maintain what we have. When they got into conference and it appeared that they were going to do improvements, we as industry reps went to the leaders of the conference and said, if you're going to do improvements, we would like to be included. And we were lucky enough that a 1 cent increase in the loan rate was a part of those improvements. I would stress again, one of more than a dozen commodity producers that had those plus-ups. We've got a lot of balls in the air right now on trade, immigration. We're looking forward to what the president says tonight. There's hints that he is going to, well, focus on trade, but also make a push for some sort of immigration reform. I'm not sure if that is all about wall or if there is a place for ag labor to be reformed as a part of that process. The environment, you all see the news, you know how hectic and how crazy things are. Even, there's an old snafu situation normal. This is not normal, but it's still foo. So we're all waiting to see what happens tonight and what the response is from Congress. They have to start an appropriations process at some point. But because of the shutdowns, there's no air, no oxygen for the FY 2019 appropriations process to begin. So we've got to get through February 15th. I understand that the border security issues are being negotiated as a part of a conference on DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. They have to pretty much have that conference, that compromise done by Friday in order to go through the legislative process and pass something before next Friday when we could potentially be shut down again. If we can get beyond that, and we will start working on appropriations, obviously we have our research needs. We are, as always, trying to push forward construction. It, in this environment, is probably not going to be something that we can get done in terms of building out the laboratory's headquarters at Terrebonne Parish, but we try to move the ball a little bit every year, and we will continue to do that. Immigration, as I said, we'll wait to see what happens tonight. Because of the lack of oxygen in appropriations, it's going to be very tough to get something for next year in terms of a returning worker exemption. But if there is some sort of immigration compromise, you can be sure that we and other Aggies will try to get right in the middle of that.
The Louisiana Sugarcane News Podcast is brought to you by the American Sugarcane League. For more information about the Louisiana sugarcane industry, visit lacane.org. I'm your host, Sam Irwin. Thanks for listening.
Sugarcane, sweet sugarcane, the sweetness of our southern